And a good evening to you from Madison, South Dakota. The Dort College Defenders on the road this evening as they take on the Lady Tees and the Trojans in non-conference women's and men's basketball action. Good evening, everyone. My name's Mike Biker. I'll be describing the action to you from high atop the playing surface here at Dakota State University, home of the Trojans. Let's take a closer look at these two teams. Let's begin with the Lady Tees. The Dakota State women are 1-5 this season with a loss to four GPAC members, Northwestern, Briarcliff, Dakota Wesleyan, and Mount Marty. The other loss is to McPherson. Dakota State earned a win over Trinity Bible on November 13th to stop their season-opening losing skid. Dakota State is averaging 69 points per game. They allow 81. Teams are out-rebounding the Lady Tees 40-32, and opponents are making 48.3% of its field goals against Dakota State. Jesse Giles is averaging 11.7 points per game, and Alexis Robson is at 9.2 points per game. Mackenzie Hermanson and Shaylee Nagel score 7.5 and 7.3 points per game, respectively. Giles leads the team in rebounding, along with Raven Patton at 3.8 per game. Hermanson has converted a team-high 11 three-point shots through six games. Suffice it to say, Dakota State does not rely heavily on the three-point shot. The Dort College women are 6-2 this season, 2-2 in the GPAC. Morningside handed Dort its first loss of the season back on November 10. After the Defenders started the season 5-0, Dakota Wesleyan nipped the Defenders by 4 the next game. That was a week ago tomorrow. Dort College got back to its winning ways with an 82-62 victory over the College of St. Mary Flames on Saturday. Dort's women are averaging 85 points per game and limit teams to 67 points per outing. Dort College also has a 46-35 rebounding advantage and has converted 46.8% of its field goals and 36% of its three-point shots. Erica Feenstra averages 22.6 points per game to lead the Defenders. She also takes in 7.9 rebounds, and she is making 62.9% of her field goals. Annie Rinesmith averages 14.6 points per game with 5.5 rebounds and 5 assists. Peyton Harmson is scoring 11 points per outing. Rachel Evavold is at 10.5 with 7.3 rebounds. Rinesmith and Harmson convert 44 and 43% of their three-point shots and have made 20 and 26, respectively. Sienna Stamnis and Ebby Pruitt average 4.3 and 3.6 points per game, respectively. In the last outing for these two teams, the Dort College Defenders victorious on an overcast, dreary day in Omaha Saturday afternoon. They were 82-62 winners over the College of St. Mary. A little bit of dispute over what the final score was, but it goes in the books as 82-62. Dort led 41-29 at halftime, 67-41 at the end of the third quarter, and then felt like we were running through mud the rest of the way. Feenster scored 26 points with 13 rebounds. Evavold had 13 points and 11 rebounds with 2 assists. Harmson and Rinesmith added 9 and 8, while Kenzie Bausman and Mari Smitsdorf had 9 points each off of the bench. For Dakota State, they beat Trinity Bible on Tuesday, November 13th, 90-35 in Ellendale, North Dakota. Giles had 21, Evans tossed in 14. The Lady Tees convert 62.1% of its field goals in the win. Sounds like that was a bit of a layup drill for Dakota State last week. The Dort women were 86-75 winners over Dakota State on November 1st of last year. They used a 21-12 fourth quarter advantage to take the win in Sioux Center. Feenstra had 22 points and 11 rebounds. Evavold got 21 with 8 rebounds. Jamie Tebben scored 12 for the visitors in the loss. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with more for you from Madison, South Dakota, right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We'll be getting to our national anthem in just a little bit. Let's tell you about the starting lineup. First of all, for the visitors from Dort College, they will start number 2, Erica Feenstra, 6-foot sophomore from Hall, averaging 22.6 points per game. Number 5 is Sienna Stamnis. She wears number 5, she's a 5'10 sophomore from Rochester, Minnesota, averaging 5.5 points per game. Number 15 is Peyton Harmson. She is a 5'8 junior from Rock Rapids, averaging 11 points per game. Annie Rinesmith wears number 25. She's a 5'8 junior from Shakopee, Minnesota, averaging 14.6 points per outing. And rounding up the starting 5 for the Defenders will be number 43, Rachel Evavold, a 6'1 junior from Bloomington, Minnesota, averaging 10.5 points per contest. Let's pause now for our national anthem.
Oh, say, can you see Stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, were the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there.
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5, our national anthem performed here in Madison, South Dakota, here this evening. And we get into now the starting lineup for Dakota State. They will start number one, Jesse Giles, a 5'10 freshman from Madison, South Dakota, averaging 11.7 points per game. Number two is Ashlyn McDonald, a 5'9 freshman from Hartford, South Dakota, averaging 6 points per outing. Number 13 is Cassie Hand, a 5'7 junior from Rapid City, averaging a couple of points per game. Number 21 is Madison Norris. She is a 5'6 freshman from Grettinger, Iowa, averaging 4.7 points per game. And Kelly Criddle is a 6'1 senior from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, averaging 4.0 points per contest. Not in the starting lineup, number 5, Alexis Robson, a 5'7 freshman from Grand Forks, North Dakota, averaging 9.2 points per game. We will see if she comes off of the bench. Our officials tonight, some very familiar faces. Darren Berg, Troy Wolver, and Barry DeKay are on the whistle here this evening. Let's take one more break, and we'll be back with the opening tip, Dort College versus Dakota State, right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Great Plains Athletic Conference basketball this evening. A mixture of conference and non-conference contests taking place. Conference games tonight include Doan at Morningside, Jamestown at Dakota Wesleyan, and Briarcliff at Mount Marty. Concordia is at the College of St. Mary. A smattering of non-conference contests. Women's play. Bellevue is at Hastings. And Northwestern is at Waldorf in women's basketball. Opening tap controlled by the Defenders. Goes left side over to Stamness, and we are underway with basketball. Right side, Ryan Smith gives it up over to Harmson. Harmson with it on the wing. High post, Eva Bold. She spins, gives it back. Left side over to Ryan Smith. 15 to shoot. Ryan Smith kick out pass. Harmson bobbles it, puts it up. Too strong, no good. And the weak side rebound is taken away by Giles. Giles into the front court. Giles using up her right-handed dribble. Guarded there by Feenstra. Man-to-man defense applied by the Defenders. Pass goes back over to McDonald. Now Giles. Giles with the basketball, 15 to shoot. Now comes back over to McDonald. Down to the baseline, and we have a travel violation called on Cassie Hand. Hand turns it over. Dort College gets the basketball back. Well, our final night of action before the Thanksgiving break, and it'll be a short break. Men's basketball team playing a couple this weekend. Dort College women will be off after tonight till next Wednesday. With it is Evabold. Evabold tries to make a move with the left hand, and she travels with the basketball. So each team swapping turnovers. Holding her ground that time was Kelly Criddle on the post defense. And so far, we've played 1 minute, and we are scoreless. Dakota State in their gold jerseys. A blue Dakota State across the front. White numbers trimmed in blue. Ryan E. Rinesmith with the defense that time on the drive. Taken away by the Defenders. Long pass ahead to Feenstra. Feenstra kicks it out to Harmson. Harmson with it out front. Harmson gives it back over to Rinesmith. Rinesmith, Feenstra. Feenstra might have traveled with it. She muscles it up. Good. Erica Feenstra with a two-point bucket. And if Dakota State's going to be that lax on defense, Erica Feenstra could have a field day. She caught that at the elbow, just took one strong dribble into the lane and had an easy layup. Giles down to the baseline, cut off, reverses it, weak side, three on the way, too strong, no good. Rebound taken away by Harmson. Dort College wants to run. Harmson up the floor with it, passes over the top to Evabold. Evabold with the right hand, good. Rachel Evavold with a two-point bucket. Dort College leads 4-0. Defenders running the floor hard that time, pushing the issue and getting an easy basket. McDonald over the basketball out front, gives it up over to Giles. Giles comes back over to Criddle. Criddle in the lane, plants it on the back iron with that half hook, and it drops through. Two-point bucket. Back we go the other way. Feenstra too long with the three, and then we have a push on the ensuing play. That bucket went to Criddle, averaging 4 points per ball game. Dakota State's going to go to the bench now for three new players. Checking out Criddle, Norris, and Hand. Dort College inbounding left side of the lane as we face the hoop. That foul came on the rebound. Pass goes in and an easy basket for Ryan Smith. Baseline out of bounds, and Dort College gets a relatively easy basket from Annie Rinesmith. She is the third different defender to score. Dort College leads 6-2. Dort College will go with substitutions at the next whistle. Right side pass, Dakota State, Giles. Giles has it at the top of the key, guarded there by Feenstra. Harmson reaches in, ties her up, and a jump ball called alternating possession. It will be Dakota State basketball. So the Lady Tees will have it. Dort College, four new players in. They are DeYoung, Smitsdorf, Van Manen, and Pruitt. Inbounding, they throw it in over the top. They find Hermanson, pass down to the block, and now a jump ball called, alternating possession. This time it'll be Dort College basketball. Dakota State had to go down on the floor to maintain possession, and they lose possession of it on the jump ball in the process. Dort College gets it back. Pass goes right side over to Pruitt. Pruitt with it on the right wing. Pruitt looking high post for DeYoung. Instead comes back left side. Stamness. Stamness the runner. Right hand, left side. Good. Dort College 8-2. Four different players have one two-point field goal each for the defenders. Out front with the basketball is McDonald. She feeds it off. Left wing. Shot no good. Fight for the basketball. Another jump ball. This time it's Smitsdorf forcing a tie-up. And Dakota State will maintain possession of it. McDonald forces the tie-up. She will promptly check out of the basketball game, and checking in is Mackenzie Hermanson. Throwing the ball in, Dakota State, left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Fresh 30 to work with after the missed shot. And now a blocking foul is called on Sienna Stamness. That's foul number one on Sienna. Throwing the ball in, directly opposite the Dort College bench area will be Raven Patton for Dakota State. She feeds it into the corner, looking to get it out front. Giles. Giles guarded there by Stamness. Gives it up to Nagle. Nagle driving with the right hand. Cut off. That's Hermanson. Ball's down on the floor. Dort College comes away with it. Smitsdorf outlets over to Van Manen. Van Manen over the basketball. Van Manen up the floor, Stamness. Stamness driving in, and we've got a reach-in foul called on Dakota State. Reach-in foul is going to go against, I believe, Mackenzie Hermanson, the 5'5 freshman from Sioux Falls. She's whistled for her first personal foul. That is team foul number two against Dakota State in this half. Pass out front, DeYoung. DeYoung over the basketball, and she is pushed. That's going to go on Cora Peterson. Peterson whistled for the personal foul. Pretty youthful outfit, this Dakota State team. Three freshmen in their regular starting lineup. Another four will see action. So a very youthful group. Van Manen driving in, partially blocked, cleared by Dakota State. Dakota State with a basketball out front. This is Nagle. Nagle gives it up down to the baseline. Reverses back out front. Three on the way is good. A three-point bucket by Dakota State. Trying desperately to see who that was that made that. She's got the headband. Where's number 30? That's Nagel. And Dort College answers with a three of their own. Dort College leading 11-5. 11-5 our score. So Nagel had the three for Dakota State moments ago. Dort College answering with a three from Sienna Stamness. 15 seconds as Dakota State has possession of it. We approach the midpoint of the first quarter. Shot missed, no good by Mackenzie Hermanson. And Dort College will have the basketball back. The defenders have the basketball. Throwing the ball in will be Dort College's Maya Shemileski. Shemileski will throw it in. Van Manen is in the backcourt with her. Also on the floor, Tetzloff, Kenzie Bausma, and Erica Feenstra. Van Manen has it poked away out front. Out of bounds, it'll be Dort College basketball. Van Manen will throw it for the defenders. Directly opposite the Dakota State bench area. Pass goes into the corner. Bausma. Bausma around her defender. Puts it up. Gets it to go. A lot of contact. And Bausma is the fifth Dort College player to score. Dort College leading 13-5. Pressure defense put on by Dort College. Bausma gets a hand on it. Now it's loose. And it's still loose. And they say a Dort College player touched it on the sideline. Touched the basketball while contacting the sideline, and Dakota State will have the basketball back. They'll maintain possession of it with 23 seconds on the shot clock. Right at midcourt, they throw it in. This is Olivia Breske. Breske passes to Hermanson. Hermanson feeds it down low. This is Nagel. Feed it down low again on the block. Hook shot, not good that time by Evans. Dort College quickly up the floor. Tetzloff feeds the trailer, Shemileski. Shemileski, three ball, good. Maya Shemileski, the 5'5 freshman from Mayer, Minnesota. Dort College opens up a 16-5 advantage on the triple by Shemileski. A reach-in foul called on Bailey Tetzloff. Tetzloff called for the personal. That's foul number two on the defenders. Well, this is a pressing team's dream right now. 4:22 left to go in the first quarter. You've only got two fouls. You can afford to play it very aggressively. Dakota State basketball. Lady Tees triggering it. Ball deflected out by Bailey Tetzloff. Tetzloff knocks it away. And McDonald will throw it again. Pass goes down low. Dakota State. Feenstra not giving any ground. Feenstra comes away with it. Pass ahead to Bausma, but Dort College turns it over. Bausma was not looking for that pass, and now travel comes back the other way. That's Olivia Breske. Breske will turn it over. Dort College gets the basketball back. Out front with it is Van Manen. Van Manen, floater, left it short, no good. Gets her own rebound back, shot no good. There for the putback, though, is Erica Feenstra. Feenstra with a two-point bucket on the putback. Dort College leads 18-5, and Dakota State is forced to use a timeout. Timeout on the floor, 3:56 remaining. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. These broadcasts made possible by a grant from Vision Realty, a hometown choice for your real estate needs. Whether buying or selling your home, Vision Realty wants to be with you every step of the way. Your realtor, your neighbor, your move. Vision Realty, a proud supporter of Dort College Athletics. Feed it down low. Dakota State trailing 18-5 in this one. They've got it on the baseline. Work it back around to the top of the key. Spin move in the lane. Shot no good. Ball deflected by Evavold. Picked up by the defenders. Coming away with it is Stamness. Stamness, long pass ahead to Smitsdorf, and Smitsdorf is fouled on the play. And the 6'1 sophomore from Coon Rapids, Minnesota, will go to the free throw line and will shoot a pair of free throws. 3:28 remaining. First quarter of play. Free throw is up. No good. Another one on the way for Smitsdorf. Smitsdorf, 4 of 12 this season from the free throw line. Let's see if she can get on track here. A little quick on that release if I were to evaluate the shot. Just take a little time. There's no clock here. Well, you've got 10 seconds, and she's nowhere near that. Second free throw is up and good. And Mari Smitsdorf knocks down one of two. Dort College leading 19-5. Dakota State basketball. Giles lets fly with a three. Misses everything on the step-back move. Dort College gets the basketball back, leading 19-5. 19-5, our score. Ryan Smith up the floor. Ryan Smith goes over to Harmson. Harmson. Evavold. Evavold tries to feed it down low on the high-low entry. and it's taken away. She was trying to find Smitsdorf there. Instead, Dakota State has the basketball. Giles. Giles with it. 3 minutes remaining in this first quarter. Dort College in front with a big start. 19-5. Pass goes down low. Shot up over the top of Evebold, and getting the two-point bucket to go is Alexis Evans. It's 19-7. Quickly back the other way. Shot by Rinesmith, no good. Rebound Stamness. Feeds it Smitsdorf. Smitsdorf puts it up, and it's blocked. Rebound taken away by Dakota State. Lady Tees with it on the right wing. Out front to Giles. Giles feeds it. Left corner. McDonald. McDonald knocks down the three. And Dakota State showing some signs of life after looking like they were going to get blown out early. They've cut the lead to 19-10. Evebold with it. And Evebold is fouled on the play. Rachel Evebold will go to the free throw line, and she will shoot two free throws. Two free throws on the way for Evebold. Evebold this season averaging 10.5 points per outing. 78% free throw shooter. First one is up and down. 3 points for Evebold. Dort College extends the lead to 20-10. Feenstra back in the game as well for the defenders. Looks like the original starting five on the floor. Another free throw coming for Evebold, the junior. This one's up and good as well. 21-10, Evebold with 4 points. She and Feenstra have four. Stamness has five. Just under 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. Dakota State turns it over out front. Spending a little too much time dribbling out front was Madison Norris, the freshman from Grettinger. She ends up with it in the backcourt. Gets called for an over-and-back violation. Dort College gets the basketball on the turnover. Rinesmith underneath. Easy bucket for Feenstra. Feenstra was able to seal her player. And a easy basket for the defenders. A Baker's dozen lead for Dort College at 23-10. 23-10 the score. Dakota State. They feed it down low. Lady Tees with it. Giles. Down to the baseline. Dakota State. Rinesmith hounding the ball handler. Ball's loose. Picked off by Feenstra. Feenstra gives it back to Stamness. Stamness shot. No good. And a charging foul is called on Sienna Stamness. Stamness whistled for the personal. That's foul number two on her. Foul number two called on Sienna Stamness as she took it hard to the basket. My vantage point looked like the defensive player was basically moving right along with her. And 95 out of 100 times, I think that one gets called a defensive foul. Might even be higher than that. As it is, a charging foul, an offensive foul called on Stamness. Dakota State has the basketball, trailing by 13. They pass it back into the corner. This is Hand. Hand, dribble, penetration, nothing there. Kick-out pass back to Bresky. Free-throw line jumper up and down for Dakota State's Criddle. Criddle has 4 points. It's 23-12, defenders by 11. Feed it off to Feenstra. Feenstra bucket good. Erica Feenstra with eight. Dort College leads 25-12, so it's back to that 13-point advantage. Dakota State. Lazy pass. Pruitt had it momentarily, but Dakota State takes it back immediately. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Rinesmith. Dort College can hold for the final shot if they want. Feenstra left side. Pruitt. Pruitt into Feenstra. Feenstra comes back. Harmson. Harmson will pull the trigger for three. No good. Rebound Evebold, and she threw it away. She had time. A little too eager to pass it back on the perimeter over to Pruitt on the right wing, and the pass was off the mark. And it will be Dakota State basketball with 15.3 seconds remaining. Defenders leading 25-12. Defenders looking, and they pass in. This is Giles. Defenders on defense. Giles comes up with it. Hurried shot with 10 seconds remaining. Dort College gathers in the missed shot. Long pass into the front court. Feenstra, and Feenstra is tripped up on the play. No call made. And that's going to be the end of the first quarter of play. Our score, Dort College 25, Dakota State 12. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR.
This.
Welcome back to Madison. The Dort College defenders with the basketball. Unable to convert at the end of the first quarter, but they have the basketball back to start the second quarter of play. Sienna Stamnes playing with two fouls, has the basketball, gives it up over to Feenstra. Feenstra, Harmson, drop it inside, Evavold. Evavold squares up, now moves to the right hand. Her shot no good, but there for the offensive rebound is Feenstra. Feenstra puts it up, has it blocked from behind, and it certainly appeared Erica had done enough to warrant a foul call, and there was a ton of contact with a girl taking a swipe at it from behind as she put it up, but no call made. Dakota State has the basketball. Lady Tees with it. Giles. Giles comes back out front to hand. Shot no good. Kick out pass. Giles. Giles three. Hit it. Giles with a three-point bucket. Dort College's lead is 25-15. Dakota State, a team that has given up 71 points per game this season on average. Beg your pardon, 81. Three-pointer, no good. Rebound taken away by Evavold. Fires it back out front for Harmson. Harmson, three. Missed it, no good. Rebound controlled by Feenstra. Feenstra put up a three. And Farrica Feenstra knocks it down. She's got 11 first-half points. And the defenders lead 28-15. 13-point advantage for the defenders. Thought Dort College getting a little three-happy, but eventually one of them is going to go. And we've got a travel violation as trying for the old crossover move was Kelly Criddle. And the Dort College defenders will get the basketball back. Dort College converting 36% of their three-pointers coming into the game this evening. Took them three chances to knock one down on that offensive possession. Feenstra, same spot. Another one, good. Three-pointer by Erica Feenstra. Feenstra with 14, and the defenders lead 31-15, their biggest lead of the ballgame at 16 points. Giles, pass left side, McDonald. McDonald puts it up, and a foul on the play called on Dort College's. That's going to be on Stamnes. That's going to be her third. Well, it's one of those nights where Stamnes is saddled with all of the fouls, it seems, for Dort so far. First free throw is up and good. Shooting free throws is McDonald. McDonald, a 75% free throw shooter, makes the first one. She's got another one coming. Stamnes checks out of the ballgame. Second free throw off the mark, no good. Difference remains 15. Right side pass, Harmson. Harmson gives it up. Evavold reverses it. Rhinesmith. Rhinesmith feed it down low. Feenstra. And Feenstra is pushed from behind on the lob pass down low. Foul goes on number two, Ashlyn McDonald for Dakota State. That's number two on McDonald. She will check out of the basketball game. She is not in as dire foul trouble as Stamnes, but she probably, Dort College, a little more depth than Dakota State. Evavold takes it hard to the basket, puts it up. Shot is partially blocked, and the rebound is cleared by Dakota State. Rhinesmith had a hand on a pass. Dakota State feed it down low. Shot off the glass is good. Dakota State able to isolate the post player, and finally knocking down the short shot was their post player, Nagel. She's got 5 points. Evavold, Rhinesmith, Rhinesmith three, in and out, no good. 31-18, Dort College by 13. Dakota State basketball. Trojan, or the Lady Tees. Lady Tees, right side, Giles. Giles, three, missed it, no good. Rebound cleared by Dort College and Evavold. Rhinesmith quickly up the floor, pressing the issue, lost the handle. Gets it back over to Pruitt. Pruitt lets fly with a three, and she hit it. Abby Pruitt with her first basket tonight. Dort College leads 34-18. Dakota State down 16, just over 3 minutes into the second quarter. Pass deflected by Pruitt, Dakota State, to Giles. Giles comes back to Hermanson. Hermanson missed the shot, missed the three-pointer from the left wing. Harmson into the corner. Pruitt. Pruitt steps into it. Three, no good. Rebound cleared by Dakota State. Coming up with the basketball is Nagel. Nagel up the floor. Nagel has a dribble. Might have traveled with it. No call made. Alexis Evans kicks it left side. Hermanson. Hermanson dumps it down low. Patton. Patton shot hangs on the rim. Won't fall through. And now Patton taps it away. It certainly would appear that the pivot foot tonight is optional on both ends of the floor. Wow. We've got people taking extra steps. We've got people dragging the pivot foot. We've got people deciding to change their pivot foot. Van Manen picks up her dribble, goes over to Harmson. Harmson, Smitsdorf. Smitsdorf under pressure, gets it to go. Mari Smitsdorf with three, and the defender lead is 36-18. Jesse Giles. Dump it down low. Evans. Ball loose. Picked off by Smitsdorf. Pass into the front court. Harmson feeds it into the corner. Pruitt. Now she's going to get called for that crow hop. Pruitt wanted to take that little hop to get her feet set on the three-point shot. Gets whistled for the travel. York College turns it over. Dakota State has the basketball back. Ashlyn McDonald will bring it up. McDonald to Nagel. Nagel in the lane, and Nagel travels with it. Well, I am not seated anywhere close to the playing surface, so there's no way the officials heard my comment about the travels. But since that comment, they have called one on each team. Van Manen with the basketball, picks up her dribble. Out front it goes. Pruitt, top of the key, left side. They go back to Van Manen, squares up, 12 feet from the hoop, back to Harmson. Harmson, ball fake, reverses, outside, DeYoung, left side. They look for Smitsdorf, back to DeYoung. DeYoung, hot potato, she didn't want it, tries to get rid of it, and it's turned over. Giles comes up with it. Giles, running shot, she's got five, and the defenders lead 36-20, 4:40 remaining. Pruitt goes right side to Harmson. Harmson gets a bone-jarring screen set by DeYoung. Here's Pruitt. Pruitt splits the defense, lays it up with the right hand from the left side. She's got 5 points, and the defender lead is 38-20, matching their biggest lead of the ballgame. Dakota State with the basketball left side. Pick the dribble up, get it over to Giles. Giles, three ball, no good. Rebound tipped out. Now we've got a foul called on the rebound. And I believe that's going to go on Smitsdorf. They're going to call Smitsdorf for the push on the rebound. That is foul number one on Mari. So Dort College, new players into the game. Feenstra, Bausma, Tetzloff, Shimoleski, and Van Manen are the five for the defenders right now. Baseline out of bounds play. Giles gets free underneath, and Giles now has seven. Dort College leads 38-22. Pass into the front court, Tetzloff. Baseline three, good. Left corner, Bailey Tetzloff. And Bailey Tetzloff, she is the eighth, make that ninth different Dort College player to score. And the defenders have their biggest lead of the ballgame. 41-22 timeout. Dakota State back with more in a moment.
This broad.
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. Tonight's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from Vision Realty, a hometown choice for your real estate needs. Whether buying or selling your home, Vision Realty wants to be with you every step of the way. Your realtor, your neighbor, your move. Vision Realty, a proud supporter of Dort College Athletics. 4:02 left to play first half. Dort College 41, Dakota State 22. Defenders knocking down just enough threes to stretch this out, but they've really limited Dakota State. Turnover by Dakota State. Bausma ends up with it. Tried to pass it ahead. Got it blocked right back at her. Now Feenstra goes into the corner. Tetzloff and Bailey Tetzloff. A little too eager on that. Drive from the wing, gets called for a travel as she comes to a stop. It'll be Dakota State basketball. Giles, pass into the front court. Van Manen narrowly misses the steal. Dakota State has the basketball. Out front, Giles. Giles, kick out pass. Hermanson. Hermanson, high arcing three, no good. Weak side rebound, Shemileski. Shemileski into the front court, over to Tetzloff. Tetzloff, up off of the glass, no good. There for the rebound and the putback, Feenstra. Erica Feenstra having a night. 16 already for Feenstra. North College leading 43-22. Biggest lead of the ballgame for the defenders. Dakota State quickly up the floor. Hermanson. Hermanson, left corner. North College really stepping up the pressure and the tempo. Bausma with a rebound of the missed shot. North College trying to run Dakota State out of the gym right now. Pass left side, Tetzloff. Open three. Missed it. Short, no good. Bausma saves it in off of a Dakota State player. Feenstra comes up with it, and she's tied up. The ball bounced off of a Dakota State player's foot up into the hands of Erica Feenstra, but Feenstra was tied up almost immediately, and Dakota State will have the basketball back. Dakota State has used a couple of timeouts already this evening, and they have not responded well to this pressure defense. Dakota State throwing it in. Lady Tees with it in the backcourt. Bausma forces a turnover. Van Manen had it momentarily. Now it's picked up by Dakota State and Giles. Giles in the backcourt, and we've got a reach-in foul called against the defenders and Tetzloff. Bailey Tetzloff called for a reach-in in the backcourt. Dakota State will have a fresh 30 to work with. 2:49 left to play in the first half. Dakota State basketball. Pass goes into Giles. Back to the middle of the floor. Dakota State coming back quickly the other way. Hermanson. Hermanson. Left wing three. Missed it. No good. Rebound cleared by Feenstra. Feenstra to Van Manen. Diagonal pass. Shemileski. Shemileski the trailer. Tetzloff. Blocked. Tetzloff gets it back and she is fouled on the play. Bailey Tetzloff missed on her first shot, but she got fouled on the putback attempt. And now Bailey Tetzloff will go to the free throw line to try and increase the Dort College 21-point lead. That foul was charged to Alexis Evans and her second. First free throw by Tetzloff is off of the mark. It's her first missed free throw this season. 4-for-4 up to this point. The sophomore from Brookings, South Dakota. Another free throw on the way for Tetzloff. This one's up. Missed that one. Left it short. 43-22, she'll stay on the floor. Otherwise, we had personnel changes. Rinesmith, Harmson, Pruitt, Evavold all on the floor. Pass, left side, feed it down low, and we have a foul called on Harmson on the post defense. Peyton whistled for the foul. Raven Patton will go to the free throw line, and she will shoot a pair. Harmson, that is her first foul tonight. First free throw, no good. Another one on the way for Patton. Patton is a 50-50 proposition from the free throw line. DeYoung is back in for Dort College. That is Michaela DeYoung, a 6-foot freshman from Waupun, Wisconsin. Second free throw is missed as well. Rinesmith driving in, ball fake, lays it up with the left hand, good. Freezes the defensive player and then gets the layup, does Rinesmith, and the defender lead is 45-22. With it on the right side, Giles. Weak side help on the lob play, and Harmson has just been rung up for her second personal foul. That one she was trying to race over on the help defense on the lob play, and it ends up being a foul against Peyton, her second. So the junior from Rock Rapids called for her second personal foul. Alexis Evans makes the first free throw. She's got another one coming. 1:57 remaining here in the first half. 45-23 pending another free throw. Second free throw. This one's going to be short. Off the front iron. Rebound taken away by Pruitt. Pruitt into the front court. She passes left side, Rinesmith. Rinesmith on the wing. Comes back to Pruitt. Pruitt on the right hand. Pruitt tries to pass it. It's deflected and taken away by Dakota State. Dakota State with the basketball. Giles, and Giles is going to be called for steps. Giles didn't have possession of it. She gets called for a travel violation. North College with the basketball. Pruitt. Pruitt inbounds to Rinesmith. Here comes Annie. Annie on the right side to Harmson, looking for the reversal over to Pruitt. Ebby on the left wing, comes back over to Rhinesmith. And now we've got an offensive foul called on the defenders in the illegal screen. Who's that going to go on? Number 30, it appears. That's DeYoung. So Michaela DeYoung called for the personal foul. Dort College sending Tetzloff, Bausma, Shemileski, Van Manen, and Feenstra back into the game. Pass thrown away in the backcourt. Giles back to pick it up. Pass near midcourt. Ball deflected by Van Manen. Out of bounds. 23 seconds on the shot clock. So Dakota State with 3 seconds to get it across the timeline. Dort College full court pressure defense. Dakota State inbounding. They throw it in near midcourt. Ball's deflected out, and it's tapped out of bounds by Shemileski. Dakota State with the basketball in front of the scorer's table. 21 seconds on the shot clock. 1:17 on the game clock. Dakota State basketball. Dakota State into the lane. Kick out pass. Giles. Giles at the top of the key. Lob pass over the top, and a hold is called on Erica Feenstra. It's foul number one on Feenstra. So foul number one called on Feenstra. Free throws for Dakota State and their post player. First free throw is up and good. That is Alexis Evans with the free throw. She now has 4 by my count. Misses that one, no good. Rebound taken away by Evenwald over to Rhinesmith. 1 minute remaining. Out Harmson. Harmson, 3. In and out, no good. Rebound taken away by Dakota State. Coming up with it is Hand. Hand goes right side, Giles. Feed it down low. North College up 21. Reversal. Left wing, Hand. Hand, 3. Missed, no good. Rebound cleared by Van Manen. Van Manen feeds it ahead to Harmson. Harmson, layup, 2 strong, no good. Rebound taken away by Dakota State. That one came out of the hand too hot for Harmson. And Dakota State has the basketball back. Feed it underneath. Kick out pass. Hand. Hand. On the give. And she gets the return pass. The go. And Alexis Evans with another 2. And the Dort College lead is 45-26. Dort College will hold for the final shot. Rhinesmith driving in, and Rhinesmith is held on the play. Annie will go to the free throw line. She will shoot 2. Well, if you're Dakota State there, you want to commit that foul further out on the floor. You had 1 foul to give, but you're called for the personal. So free throw's on the way for Annie Rhinesmith. Free throw is up, and Annie makes the first one. She's got another one coming. Annie with 5 points unofficially. Second free throw coming. Dort College limiting Dakota State to 27 first half points. They're averaging 69. Dort College's defensive average, 67 so far. Missed shot. Therefore, the rebound is Bausma, no good. Rebound put back by Tetzlaff, blocked out of bounds. It will be Dort College basketball. So Dort College got the offensive rebound, and now they'll inbound underneath the basket with 3.8 remaining in the half. And a illegal screen called on the defenders. Darren Berg all over that one. Kenzie Bausma whistled for the personal foul. It's foul number 1 on Bausma. 3.5 seconds remaining. Not sure why 3/10 of a second went off the clock, but nobody's arguing. Giles in the backcourt. 1 second remaining. Passes ahead. Shot is off of the backboard, and they wave it off. It came after the buzzer, even if it had gone. And the Dort College lead at halftime is 46-26. Dort College with a 20-point advantage at halftime. Let's take a break and be back with a recap of the first half of action from Madison, South Dakota, right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5, the Dort College defenders. Leading Dakota State at halftime in women's basketball, 46-26. The defenders led 25-12 at the end of the first quarter and extended the lead up to 46-26 at halftime. Dort College's largest lead was a 23-point advantage at 45-22. We'll be back with a look at the numbers right after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. Here are your numbers. Dort College, 18 of 38 from the floor, 47%. 6 of 15 on threes, 40%. 4 for 8 on free throws, 50%. And actually, Dort College is shooting 47% from the floor for the season. That's right where they're at here in the first half. 36% on threes, so they're doing slightly better than that. But the free throws, they're well below their 70% pace that they've had so far this season. They're 4 of 8. For Dakota State, 10 of 30 from the floor, 33%. 3 for 15 on three-pointers, 20%. And just 3 of 8 on free throws, 37.5%. Neither team shooting free throws well at all. Turnovers, Dakota State with 10, Dort College with 12. Coach Bill Harmson not going to be happy with that number here in the first half. We'll see if they can tighten that up a bit here in the second half. Of course, he will be happy with the 46-26 first half advantage. Dort College led by Erica Feenstra, 16 points, while Dakota State is topped by Alexis Evans with 8. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We'll be back with a look at all the numbers right after this. Here's how the numbers look for the individuals. Erica Feenstra, 16 points, 7 of 9 from the floor so far, 2 for 3 on three-pointers. She also has 8 rebounds and a steal, and she was charged with a turnover and one foul. Sienna Stamnis, 5 points. She was saddled with 3 fouls in the first half. She also has 2 assists. Peyton Harmson, 3 assists. Annie Rinesmith, 5 points and a couple of assists to go with 3 rebounds. Rachel Evavold, 4 points and 6 rebounds. 2 points for Kenzie Bausma, 5 points for Abby Pruitt. 3 each for Bailey Tetzloff and Mari Smitsdorf, and 3 for Maya Shemileski. For Dakota State, Jesse Giles has 7. Alexis Evans has 8. Somewhere along the line, I missed one for Evans, so she has a pair. She's got 3 field goals and a pair of free throws. Jesse Giles with 7 points. Kelly Criddle and Ashlyn McDonald with 4 points apiece, and 3 for Shaylee Nagel. Rebounds, Nagel has 5 rebounds so far, and Cassie Hand, Jesse Giles, each have 2. Giles has a pair of assists. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, kdcr885.com. Well, we got started a little earlier than many of the games in the conference, so we don't have any halftime scores to pass along to you at the moment. But as the evening progresses, other teams will catch up with where we are at. The other Great Plains Athletic Conference basketball games tonight: Doan is at Morningside, Jamestown is at Dakota Wesleyan, and Briarcliff is at Mount Marty. All of those are twin bills, women's and men's basketball doubleheaders, all scheduled to begin at 6 o'clock with the men to follow at 8 o'clock. Concordia is at the College of St. Mary. That is a women's game only. Coming up this weekend, Dort College basketball, the Defenders traveling to Eastern Iowa, or Central, I should say North Central, and depends what you call Waverly, I guess Eastern Iowa. The Dort College Defenders facing Waldorf on Friday afternoon at 5 o'clock, and they face Wartburg, an NCAA Division III opponent, on Saturday, also at 5 o'clock. Next GPAC action for the Defenders will be 1 week from tomorrow when they travel to Orange City to take on Northwestern. Dort College volleyball team found out their pool assignment for next week in the NAIA National Championship. Dort College will be playing at 8 o'clock on Tuesday versus Reinhardt of Georgia. They'll follow that up with a 6 o'clock match on Wednesday. That is against Corbin. And then they wrap up pool play Thursday night at 8 o'clock as they will be facing the Masters. That is a team out of Colorado. Corbin is out of Oregon. That's a team that Dort College faced earlier this season. If Dort College survives pool play, they would play in the round of 16 Friday morning / afternoon. And if you survive the semifinal round, you get into the Elite Eight or the quarterfinal round, and that would be Friday afternoon / evening. So a lot of volleyball next week. You can hear it all on KDCR, beginning with pool play on Tuesday at 8 o'clock. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Let's take one more break. We'll be back with second half action from Madison, South Dakota, right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. Welcome back to the Dakota State University Memorial Fieldhouse. Dort College and Dakota State getting set for half number two of this women's non-conference battle. Dort College leading by 20 at the half, 46-26. Sienna Stamnis with the basketball. She will inbound. Stamnis gets the ball inbounded. She passes right side over to Evavold. Evavold with the basketball, looking for the backdoor cut. Dort College turns it over on their first possession. Stamnis cut down to the baseline. Evavold passed it back to the wing. Ball goes out of bounds. It will be Dakota State basketball with an opportunity to cut into the lead. Dakota State with the basketball. This is Norris. Norris passes right side to Criddle. Back over on the wing to Norris. Ball deflected by Rinesmith. Loose basketball picked up near midcourt. Dakota State attacking. They pick the dribble up. Pass comes back over to McDonald. McDonald driving in, and we've got a hand check called on the defenders. And Annie Rinesmith. Rinesmith called for the personal. That's foul number one on her. Foul came before the shot. Dakota State will have a new 30 seconds to work with. Dakota State throws in over the top. They get it in to McDonald. Shot is out of bounds. Dort College gets the ball back after Dakota State was unable to convert. Quickly up the floor, Rinesmith. Backdoor cut. Harmson gives it up. Feenstra. Feenstra lay-in good. Erica Feenstra with 18. Dort College leads 48-26. Dakota State basketball. Giles. Giles at the free throw line. Step back 15-footer. Tough move. Good. She gets that down consistently. She's going to have a pretty good shot in her arsenal. She knocked that one down from about 17 feet on the step back. Harmson on the wing. Out front. Gets it back over to Stamnis. Stamnis off the heel too strong of the runner from 7. Rebound cleared by Dakota State, trying to cut into the 20-point lead. Dakota State basketball, Giles. Giles goes back out front. This is Hand into the corner. Comes back outside Hand. Hand with it. Feeds it down low. Evable doesn't give any ground. They kick it up. Giles. Giles three. Good. Giles with 12, and the defender lead is 48-31. Rinesmith, right side, Harmson. Harmson driving in, splits the defense, too strong with a lay-in. Rebound cleared by Dakota State. Dakota State with a basketball. Hand, three, good. Cassie Hand with her first basket. Dort College leads 48-34. And Dakota State has started the second half. Well, actually, Dort College got a bucket to start the second half. Dakota State has responded with 8 unanswered. The lead is now 48-34, and Dort College wants a timeout. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Back with more from DSU Memorial Fieldhouse right after this. Annie Rinesmith with a charging foul as we resume play. That timeout made possible by a grant from Vision Realty, a hometown choice for your real estate needs. Whether buying or selling your home, Vision Realty wants to be with you every step of the way. Your realtor, your neighbor, your move. Vision Realty, a proud supporter of Dort College Athletics. Dakota State basketball after the charging foul. Dort College going to the bench, putting that press group back on the floor. Bausma on the defense. Pass it over to McDonald. McDonald gives it up. Giles. Giles. They give it up. Left wing. Three. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Van Manen. Van Manen ahead to Shemileski. Shemileski tries to feed it to the trailer. Shemileski And we have a reach-in foul called on Dakota State as Chmielewski was trying to pass it out from her knees in the middle of the floor. That was the middle of the lane, that is. Nagel called for the personal foul. It's foul number one on Nagel. Dort College throwing it in. Chmielewski right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Maya Chmielewski looking. Still looking. And finds over the top Feenstra. Feenstra, Bausma. Bausma, Chmielewski. Chmielewski, Feenstra. Feenstra in traffic. Ball tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Dakota State. It will be Dort College basketball. Throwing the ball in again will be Chmielewski, this time from the left side of the lane as we face the hoop. They give the handoff to Chmielewski. Chmielewski on the left wing, back into the corner, Tetzloff. Tetzloff looking for Feenstra, gives it to Feenstra. Feenstra tries to put up the hook shot in the lane. She has it blocked. Rebound cleared by Dakota State and Giles. Giles guarded there by Tetzloff. Long pass into the front court. Driving in, right-handed shot, no good on the pass to Alexis Evans. Evans fouled on the play. Foul's going to go against Feenstra. And for Erica Feenstra, that is number two. Well, Dakota State has made some defensive adjustments at halftime, resulting in them whittling the lead from over 20 down to 16. That's where we stand right now. Beg your pardon, 14 right now. First free throw missed by Evans. She has another one coming. Second free throw by Evans. This one's up off of the heel. No good. Rebound tipped. It's down on the floor. Picked up by Dakota State. Pass left side. Hermanson goes into the corner to McDonald. McDonald over the basketball. McDonald tries to pass through the lane. It's taken away by Feenstra. Feenstra to Van Manen. Van Manen over the basketball. Van Manen, right side Bausma. Bausma gets away from the defensive player. Kick out Chmielewski. Sets, fires, good. Maya Chmielewski, the three-point bucket. She's got six. And the defenders lead by 17, 51-34. Steal by Van Manen. They've got Chmielewski open on the wing. She thought about it, decided against it. Back to Van Manen. Van Manen tries to drive, and she gets caught up in the air without a flight plan. And she turns it over. Travel violation. It is Dakota State basketball. Dakota State checking in is Aubrey Miedema. Miedema checks into the ballgame. Giles will check out. 6:10 remaining. Third quarter. Dakota State basketball. Dort College a trap in the backcourt. And now Tetzloff trying to force a tie-up. And a timeout is granted to Dakota State. And David Moe. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR88.5.com. Today's broadcast made possible by Vision Realty, a hometown choice for your real estate needs. Whether buying or selling your home, Vision Realty wants to be with you every step of the way. Your realtor, your neighbor, your move. Vision Realty, a proud supporter of Dort Athletics. Well, some of the other games across the conference now approaching halftime. Concordia, last check, was leading the College of St. Mary by 18. That was midway through the second quarter, actually. Dakota State, after the timeout, able to get through the press. Left-handed hook in the lane. Shot no good by Evans. Rebound Feenstra. Pass into the front court. Chmielewski, another three. Missed it short. No good. Jump ball now on the rebound, and it'll go Dakota State's way. Certainly seems like Dakota State has gotten the alternating possession more than 50% of the time. Just feels that way. Dakota State basketball. Hermanson to McDonald. McDonald off of the glass. Floats it up. Kisses it off of the glass. She's got six. 51-36. Tetzloff, quick three in transition, missed it, too strong. Rebound taken away by Dakota State. Lady Tees, Hermanson with the left hand, gets it to go, and she is fouled. 51-38. Hermanson will go to the free throw line, and she will shoot a free throw to try and complete the old-fashioned three-point play. Dakota State cutting away at the lead. That was 22 at one point, 48-26 to start the third quarter. North College scored the first points of the second half. Now McDonald goes over to the sideline. Evidently, she's got a skinned-up knee. Trainer will take care of that, and they're on the clock right now. Free throw coming for Hermanson. Hermanson, 67% free throw shooter. She waits patiently at the charity stripe. So Dakota State with a three-point play opportunity coming here, trying to cut it down to a dozen. Dakota State has outscored Dort College here in the second half. 12-5 currently, with a free throw coming. Hermanson's free throw is no good. Rebound taken away by Rinesmith. Dort College up the floor. Harmson. Harmson back over to Van Manen. Van Manen, Rinesmith, now with Stamness. Stamness, Harmson. Harmson straight on three. Missed it. No good. And the rebound is taken away. Well, it goes out of bounds now. Last touch by Dort. It'll be Dakota State basketball. 51-38, Dakota State down by 13 with a basketball. A lot of time left. 5 minutes remaining here in the third period. Rinesmith on the defensive end, trying to swipe away at Hermanson's ball handling. On the left wing, Dakota State, Hermanson. Hermanson, three ball, wing, good. Hermanson with the three. She's got five, and it's a 10-point game. 51-41, back the other way. Evavold, and Evavold is fouled on the play, and Rachel will go to the free throw line to try and stop the bleeding. 51-41, Dakota State has cut the lead down to 10. It was 22 at one point. Free throw by Evavold, good. Rachel is a 78% free throw shooter, makes the first one. She's got another one on the way. 52-41 with 4:44 remaining, third period. Dakota State has been able to take advantage of Dort College's pressure defense recently and gotten some good shots after breaking the press. Rinesmith, man-to-man defense, ball poked away by Stamness, 22 to shoot, 4:36 left in the third. Dort College up a dozen at 53-41. McDonald throwing in the corner. McDonald passes it in to Evans. This is Hand. Hand picks up her dribble. Comes back out front. Dakota State, 5-9 to shoot. Now 8. Giles trying to get a little room. Pass deflected. Still down on the floor. Evans. And Evans travels with it. It'll be Dort College basketball. So Evans traveled with it as she got pinned underneath the basket. Dort College checking Erica Feenster back into the game, checking out Jordan Van Manen. Stamness will throw it in for the defenders. So Dort College throwing it in, bringing it up. With it on the right side, Rinesmith goes back over to Harmson. Harmson gives it up. Evavold. Evavold into the corner, Harmson. Payton with the basketball. Now Stamness. Stamness back to Harmson. 15 to shoot. Dumps it underneath Feenstra. Feenstra with the basketball. Spins her basket. Good. Dakota State bench wanted a travel violation. And I would say to that, be careful what you wish for, because we could be here all night if they start calling the travels. Pass over the top. Ball deflected by Evavold. Controlled by the defenders. Here comes Stamness. Comes over to Rinesmith. Rinesmith with the left hand, missed it, no good. Rebound Stamness. Stamness has Harmson open, extra pass, Feenstra, three-pointer right wing, yes. 23 for Feenstra. Defenders lead 58-41 as they answer the run by Dakota State with a seven-point run of their own to get up by 17. Dakota State had the lead down to 10, and now a blocking foul called on Sienna Stamness. And for Sienna, one of those nights where you just wonder what you have to do or what you're doing wrong, because they just seem to have number five's number tonight. And Sienna will check out of the ballgame now with four personal fouls. Abby Pruitt waiting at the scorer's table to check in. Free throws for McDonald. McDonald's first free throw is good. She's got another one coming. So she snaps the 7-point run by the defenders. Brings it back to 16 now, 58-42. Second free throw is up by McDonald and off the mark. No good. Neither team has shot free throws very well this evening. North College leading 58-42. With it on the left side is Pruitt. They go back over to Rinesmith. Evavold posting up with a right hand. Missed it. No good. Off the glass. Rebound cleared by Dakota State and Giles. Giles with the basketball working against Rinesmith. North College has no fouls to give. Dakota State's in the bonus from here on out. Ball deflected. Taken away by Pruitt. She does not have the numbers. Abby with it on the wing. Abby dribbling out front. We finally have a foul called on McDonald. That's going to be number three on McDonald. She reaches in and gets a piece of arm trying to swipe away at the basketball. She'll check out of the basketball game. Throwing it in will be Peyton Harmson. Harmson gets it in to Feenstra. Pass over the top. Wide open. Feenstra. Basket. Good. Feenstra with 27. Beg your pardon, 25. And the defenders lead 60-42. Feenstra with the basketball on the right wing. Putting it up is Giles. Giles answering with a three-pointer. She's got 15. And the defender lead is 15 at 60-45. So after Dakota State made a run to get back to within 10, North College has responded and reestablished as much as a 17-point lead. Make that an 18-point lead, but a three-pointer moments ago brings it back to 60-45. Timeout on the floor, charge to Dakota State. Back with more after this. This timeout made possible by Vision Realty, hometown choice for your real estate needs. Whether buying or selling your home, Vision Realty wants to be with you every step of the way. Your realtor, your neighbor, your move. Vision Realty, a proud supporter of Dort Athletics. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. At halftime, Dakota Wesleyan leads Jamestown in women's play, 29-15. That is a defensive tussle. 29-15, that is not a first quarter score, but rather a halftime score. Rinesmith at the top of the key. Rinesmith drops it off for Feenstra, and Erica is fouled on the play. She'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. Feenstra so far with 8 2-point field goals, 3 threes. And she misses a free throw. That's her first free throw attempt tonight. She's a 77% free throw shooter. Leads the team with 57 attempts, now 58. This will be her 59th free throw attempt. And Feenstra makes one of two. She's got 26. And the defenders lead 61-45. 2:10 remaining in the third quarter. North College in a 1-2-2 zone. Down to the baseline is Giles. Spins it back out front. Looking for the return pass now. Instead, they go to the top of the key. And we've got a double dribble called against Dakota State and Madison Norris. North College will get the basketball back. So North College gets the basketball back. Morningside leads Doan in women's play, 39-19. That is also at halftime. Pass goes into Feenstra, and Feenstra with another 2 points. Feenstra with 28. Erica Feenstra with 28 points. Defenders lead by 18, 63-45. Dakota State basketball. Lady Tees, shot blocked by Evavold. Rebound cleared. Here comes North College. Pass comes over to Evavold, reverses Pruitt. Pruitt on the left wing, Feenstra in the left corner. Feenstra, Harmson, Harmson, Rinesmith, Rinesmith underneath. Evavold misses the shot, and the rebound is cleared by Dakota State. North College with an 18-point lead. 63-45, Dakota State with the basketball. They push it underneath. Shot misses everything on the hook shot. Rebound cleared by Rinesmith. And Rinesmith has fouled in the backcourt, and I believe that will result in free throws for Dort College and Annie Rinesmith. So Annie Rinesmith will go to the free throw line. Teams have had difficulty matching up with Feenstra this season. She's gotten a lot of points in transitions. And she has added a three-point shot, a consistent three-point shot to her repertoire. Annie Rinesmith makes the free throw. She's got six. Misses that one short, seven. Ball deflected. Feenstra picks it up off the glass. Can't get it to go, but she will go to the free throw line for two free throws. So another two free throws on the way for Erica Feenstra. Feenstra against Morningside earlier this season went over 30 points. And if she keeps this up, she is going to threaten that, obviously. Makes the first free throw. She's got another one coming. Second free throw by Feenstra, up and through. So Erica Feenstra, 3 for 4 from the free throw line tonight. 29 points already with a minute remaining here in the third period. Dakota State with a basketball. Three-pointer, top of the key, missed it, no good. Rebound out of bounds, last touch by Dakota State. It'll be Dort College basketball. So Feenstra with, and well, they put 30 up on the board now. And that would be correct. She's got 30. Pass goes down low for Feenstra, and it's poked away and off of her shin, out of bounds. Dort College leading 66-45. She's 1 point shy of a career high. She had 31 against Morningside a couple of weeks ago, did Erica Feenstra. Dakota State basketball. Giles fending off Tetzloff with an arm bar. Pass goes left side. McDonald. Cut off. Reversal. Hermanson from the hip. Her three, no good. Missed everything. Rebound cleared by Dakota State, though, as it came off of the glass, so it didn't quite miss everything and hit everything but the corner of the backboard. And now a shot in the lane by Dakota State. Shaylee Nagel gets it to go from about 10 feet, cuts the lead back down to 19 at 66-47 with a free throw on the way. Free throw up, free throw good, 66-48, Dort College. Shaylee Nagel now with 8 points. The Dort College defenders with an 18-point advantage. Dakota State had it down to 10 for a moment. Then Dort College with a 7-point run. And they've extended the lead up to 22. Was 25 moments ago. Rinesmith splits the defense, lays it up with the left hand, good. Annie Rinesmith with a two-point basket, taking advantage of Feenstra in the corner. They couldn't help off of her, and Rinesmith takes it hard to the hoop. Dort College leads 68-48. It was, they had 66-44 on the board for a moment. I've got that corrected. That's where I came up with the 22 points. It's now 20 points, 68-48, and I do believe that is correct. That's the end of the third quarter. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders leading as we start the fourth quarter of play. 68-48, Rinesmith step back three, missed it, no good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Dakota State. Coming away with it is Evans. And we've got a double dribble called on Dakota State in the backcourt. Erica Feenstra with 30 points, 1 point shy of 1 point shy of a season and career high. Eva Vold gets the ball inbounded to Rinesmith. Harmson looking underneath. They find Feenstra. Feenstra in traffic. Can't get it to go the first time. Misses on the shot in the lane. Rebound cleared by Dakota State. Dakota State with a basketball. Lady Tees, left side, Hermanson. Hermanson gives it up to Miedema. Miedema with a basketball. Miedema back over to Patton at the free throw line. Hermanson gets away with a carry. No call made. Dort College comes back the other way. Long pass over the top for Feenstra, and she travels with it. Paid for it on the back end as well as the Dakota State defender. After that whistle blew, took the opportunity to make sure that Feenster knew Raven Patton was coming up behind her. Dort College leading by 20, 68-48, 9:09 remaining. Dakota State struggling with the Dort College defense again. Shot blocked by Evavold. Rebound taken away by Van Manen. Van Manen quickly up the floor. Harmson. Harmson, three ball, got it. Harmson with a three-point basket, her first. And the Dort College lead is 71-48. Dort College up by 23 with 8:45 remaining. Dakota State, they dump it down low. Evavold not giving any ground. Blocks the shot again. Comes away with a basketball. Got the rebound as well. Gives it off to Rinesmith. Rinesmith at the top of the key. Harmson. Harmson, three ball. Missed it. No good. Rebound tipped out and controlled by Dakota State. Lady Tees with the basketball. Lady Tees bringing it up is Hermanson. Hermanson at the top of the key. She's got it on the right side. She comes back over to Miedema. Miedema with it on the wing. Ball deflected. Tipped by Feenstra. And they're going to call travel on Erica Feenstra after she got the steal. I believe they're going to have to reset the shot clock. If you're going to call a travel, there has to be a possession, so you have to give the change of possession. And Dakota State will have it with 30 seconds on the shot clock. Dakota State with a basketball, trailing 71-48. Dakota State throwing it in, and we've got a 5 seconds call against Dakota State, and the Lady Tees turn it over. Dort College will have the basketball back. Throwing the ball in, Stamness gets it into Rinesmith. Rinesmith with the basketball. Rinesmith looking out front, gives it up, Evavold. Evavold at the top of the key. They look underneath Feenstra. Instead, Rinesmith gets free. Annie with an easy bucket, and she's fouled. She'll go to the free throw line. She has 10 points. Rinesmith was able to peel off and seal the player. Got an easy basket and got fouled on the play. Dort leads 73-48 with a free throw coming. 7:59 remaining. That's in regulation. Dort College by 25. McDonald needs to check out. She's already got a gauze wrapped around her left knee. Now they'll work on the right elbow. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. At halftime, Concordia leads the College of St. Mary, 45-26. Been a tough stretch for CSM. They played Saturday. Then they played USD on Sunday. And they've come back with another conference game here this evening. And that one is against the Concordia Bulldogs, ho-hum, the number one team in the country. Mount Marty leads Briar Cliff in their game, 37-36. So halftime scores from across the conference on this Tuesday night before Thanksgiving. Rinesmith, after waiting forever at the free throw line to shoot that free throw, leaves it short. Dort College leading 73-48. Giles with it on the right wing. Giles passes left side. Underneath, ball deflected, and it's kicked around. Feenstra down to her knees to get it. Tied up immediately. And Dakota State gets the basketball back on the alternating possession. 17 seconds remaining. On the shot clock, 7:45 left on the game clock. In danger of another 5 seconds call, they finally get it inbounded. Shot is blocked by Rinesmith out of bounds. It'll be Dakota State basketball as Dakota State finally got it inbounded. Rinesmith raced over and swatted it away as Madison Norris tried to bank it with the right hand. Now a shot, no good. Rebound, Feenstra had it momentarily. Now it's still loose. Picked up by Dakota State. Right-handed layup, no good. Rebound Feenstra, and Feenstra is fouled on the play. Erica Feenstra is fouled on the play. Dakota State, and taking the worst of that collision is Raven Patton. And Dakota State has tried to get a little more physical with Feenstra. And that resulted in, every once in a while, you're the scarecrow and somebody else is the match. Comes over to Rhinesmith. Shot no good. There for the rebound is Feenstra. No good. Gets her own rebound back. Shot is good. And when Feenstra goes up to take a shot, she's got a player giving her a hip and knocking her off balance. North College leading 75-48. Feenstra now with 32. And Dort College will send four new players into the game. They're Bausma, Tetzloff, Van Manen, and Chmielewski. McDonald will throw it in. McDonald feeds it underneath. Kick out pass. Shot is up with the right hand. No good. Rebound Chmielewski. Chmielewski wants to run the floor. Gets it ahead to Van Manen. Van Manen, Bausma. Bausma has Tetzloff open on the reversal. Her three-pointer from the corner. Missed it, no good. But there for the rebound is Chmielewski. Chmielewski's two-point basket is good. And there they were so concerned with boxing Feenstra out physically, they left a wide-open path for Chmielewski to snake in and get an easy putback. Shot no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Dakota State. It'll lead Dort College basketball. Alexis Evans, unable to hang on to it. Ball goes out of bounds. Dort College ball. Chmielewski gets the ball inbounded to Van Manen. Van Manen, Chmielewski. Chmielewski at the top of the key. She'll put up a three. Missed it short. No good. Rebound taken away by Giles. Giles over the basketball. Giles on the left side. Pulls up from 12. Missed it. No good. Rebound Van Manen. Van Manen over the basketball. Van Manen over to Bausma. Bausma the runner from 10, no good. Rebound Tetzloff, her shot no good. And the rebound is cleared by Dakota State. Dakota State up the floor with the basketball. And a reach-in foul called on Chmielewski. I beg your pardon, that's going to be on Tetzloff. Tetzloff whistled for her fourth personal. North College leading by 29. 77-48. Van Manen with the basketball. Van Manen splits the defense. Puts it up. Blocked. Bausma comes up with it. Bausma steps on the end line. Out of bounds. It'll be Dort College setting up their defense. Dakota State will have it. 5:51 remaining. Dort College up by 29. And a jump ball called in the backcourt. Dort College forces a jump ball. It'll be defender basketball. Dort College with the possession arrow. Throwing it in will be Chmielewski. They get it into Tetzloff. Tetzloff, Chmielewski. Chmielewski had Feenstra open for a moment underneath. Now goes back over to Tetzloff. Tetzloff at the free throw line. Comes back over to Feenstra. Three, too strong, no good. Doesn't look like Erica's got her legs under her right now. And we had a jump ball called on the rebound. It will be Dakota State basketball. Trailing by 29 are the Lady Tees. Bausma takes a hack at it, and Kenzie Bausma whistled for a personal foul in the backcourt. And for Kenzie, that is number two. Didn't mean to get so emotional about it there. 77-48, Dort College by 29. Five new players in. DeYoung, Eve of Old. Rhinesmith. Pruitt. And Harmson. Left side pass, Dakota State basketball. Comes out front, Giles. Give it into the corner, and mishandling the basketball is Nagel. It'll be Dort College basketball with 5:17 remaining. Rhinesmith up the floor. Dort College leading by 29. Left side pass, Pruitt. Pruitt on the wing. Pruitt, they give it underneath. Evavold. Evavold reverses Harmson. Harmson, three, missed it. Too strong, no good. Rebound Pruitt. Pruitt in the corner. She'll put up a three. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Dakota State. Dakota State driving in with the left hand. And the two-point basket for the Lady Tees and McDonald. McDonald with 9. Dort College leads 75-50. Pass underneath on the backdoor cut. Ryan Smith. Round the horn they go. Harmson will put up another 3. Buries that one. Peyton Harmson with her second 3 of the fourth quarter. She's got 6 points this evening. 78-50. Dort College leading. Beg your pardon, 80-50. I missed 2 somewhere along the line. Dort College up 30. Pass underneath. Easy bucket. Good on the ball reversal. Dort College overplaying. And getting the 2-point basket was Hermanson. I beg your pardon, that was Evans. Evans with 10. Ryan Smith gets it underneath Evavold. Evavold back to Harmson. Harmson ball fake. Stops. This is DeYoung. Michaela DeYoung with a 3. Good. Michaela DeYoung with the 3-point basket. Dort College extending their lead to 83-52. 3:45 remaining. Dakota State, Giles. And her pass to the wing, deflected. Dort College will send 5 new players in. Faith Anderson, Mari Smitsdorf, Riley Van Hulzen, Kenzie Kennard, Jordan Van Manen. I believe that's all 5. And I believe that's everyone who is in uniform this evening. Pass goes into the corner. Dakota State basketball, 3:35 remaining. Well, unless something really strange happens here, Dort College is going to go into the break with a 7-2 record. Faith Anderson in transition. Her shot no good, but Faith will go to the free throw line, and she will shoot 2 free throws. So Faith Anderson will go to the free throw line, the sophomore. First free throw on the way for Faith is up and good. Faith, a 6-foot sophomore from Sherrard, Illinois. And she makes both free throws. Dort College leading 85-52. Well, it's been a game where Dort College has been able to manage a couple of runs, or a few runs, I should say. And Dakota State has struggled to keep pace. Pass out front. 3-pointer misses, no good. Rebound taken away by Van Manen. How there wasn't a foul called there, not sure. Van Manen into the front court, gets shoved to the ground. Back over to Kennard. Kennard, jumper, no good. Rebound Smitsdorf, and the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by the defenders. It'll be Dakota State basketball. Smitsdorf checks out of the ball game. DeYoung is back in. So Dakota State has the basketball with under 3 minutes to go here in the regulation. Pass to Hermanson. Hermanson buries a 3. Hermanson, good shooter, just has trouble getting enough space to get that shot off. Dort College back the other way, and we have a travel called on Anderson. So Anderson turns it over. It'll be Dakota State basketball. Lady Tees bringing it up is Nagle. Nagle into the front court. In between the circles out front. Picks up her dribble. She passes right side to Miedema. Back over to Hermanson. She gets free for another 3. Shot no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Evavold. It will be Dakota State basketball. So Dakota State with a basketball. Right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Fresh shot clock to work with after that rebound. Kicked off the heel. Hermanson, another 3. She's not bashful. Shot no good. Rebound, though, cleared by Dakota State. And that shot high off of the glass. No good. Fight for the basketball down in the corner. Ball goes out of bounds. No, they're going to call a timeout. They're going to grant a timeout to Dakota State. And I wasn't sure Dakota State had any remaining. They're going to give Dakota State the timeout. With 2:16 remaining in the fourth quarter. To borrow a friend's phrase, this one is over. It's just not done yet. Dort College leading 85-55. 2:16 remaining in the fourth quarter. Timeout on the floor. This timeout made possible in part by a grant from Vision Realty, a hometown choice for your real estate needs. Whether buying or selling your home, Vision Realty wants to be with you every step of the way. Your realtor, your neighbor, your move. Vision Realty, a proud supporter of Dort Athletics. Dakota State basketball. They have it out front. Dump it underneath Peterson. Peterson shot no good. Rebound Kennard. Kennard with the basketball. Kennard up the floor. The trailer. DeYoung back to Van Manen. Van Manen with the left hand. Good. Jordan Van Manen with a two-point basket. North College leads 87-55. 1:55 remaining. Dakota State with the basketball. Hermanson on the left wing. Guarded there by Van Manen. Hermanson picks up her dribble. Looking for someone to pass to. Comes back out front to Nagel. Puts it up, and it's blocked by Faith Anderson, but out of bounds, and we're going to have a foul called on the defenders with 1:41 left in regulation. Dort College leading 87-55. The defenders will go to 7-2 this season. Their next competition will be a week from tomorrow night in Orange City against Northwestern. And from here on out, a lot of GPAC basketball for the defender women. They've got a non-conference game with Bellevue coming up in December as well. Second free throw is up and good. So a couple of made free throws. 87-57. Those two free throws made by Nagel. She's got 10 points unofficially. Anderson goes to DeYoung. DeYoung right side. Kennard. Kennard into the corner. DeYoung. She's got a three to her credit already. DeYoung. They try to give it up to Van Holzen, and the ball is tipped out of bounds. Last touch by North College. It'll be Dakota State basketball with a score 87-57. 87-57. Dakota State. In between the circles out front is Nagel. Into the corner. Shot is up and good. Straight on, 10-footer off of the glass for Dakota State. And getting that one is Patton, her first field goal of the evening. It's 87-59. Anderson picks up her dribble, passes left side to Van Manen, and Van Manen is tied up on the play, jump ball, and what do you know, it's Dort College basketball. Has not felt like Dort College has gotten 50% of them. Obviously, some of that has to do with who has it at the beginning of each quarter. Don't notice those as much. Anderson inbounding. 30 seconds on the shot clock for the defenders. Tries to feed it underneath Anderson. And Anderson has it tipped away from behind by Patton. Dort College inbounding. They'll inbound on the sideline, about 10 feet up on the sideline. Anderson gets the ball inbounded to Van Manen. Van Manen to Kennard. Kennard over the basketball. Kennard to DeYoung. DeYoung back to Kennard. Kennard, Van Holzen. Van Holzen back to DeYoung. DeYoung three, missed it, no good. There for the rebound, though, is Anderson. Anderson shot, no good. Rebound controlled by the defenders. They give it up to Michaela DeYoung, and DeYoung gets the two-point bucket to go. It's 89-59. Dort College by 30. 22 seconds and counting. Left corner, three on the way. Hermanson, it's good. If it's brown and leather, it's going up if Hermanson gets an open look. She's got 11. She leads 89-62. And the defenders will run out the clock. 5 seconds remaining, and that's how this one will end. 89-62, your final. The Dort College defenders improved to 7-2. Dakota State falls to 1-6. Stay tuned. The Wireless World postgame wrap is up next. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. Dort College victorious tonight, final of 89-62. Dort College led 25-12 after one quarter, 46-28 at the half. They were up 68-48 at the end of the third quarter. And outscored Dakota State 21-14 in the fourth quarter on the way to the 89-62 victory. Dort College tonight, 33 of 79 from the floor, 42%. And 11 of 31 from the three-point line. for 35.5%. Also 12 for 19 from the free throw line, 63%. For Dakota State, 23 of 64. That comes out to 36%, 9 for 27 on threes, 33%, 7 of 16 from the free throw line, 44%. Dort College was led tonight by Erica Feenstra's 32 points, 13 of 20 from the floor, 5 points for Sienna Stamnes, 6 points for Peyton Harmson, 10 by Annie Rinesmith. Rachel Evenwald, 6 points, 5 for Abby Pruitt, 2 for Kenzie Bausma, 3 for Bailey Tetzloff, 2 for Faith Anderson, 3 for Mari Smitsdorf, 2 for Jordan Van Manen, 8 by Maya Shimaleski, and 5 for Michaela DeYoung. Erica Feenstra also had 13 rebounds tonight. Rachel Evenwald grabbed 8, and Jordan Van Manen had 7. For Dakota State, they were led by Jesse Giles with 15, 11 for Mackenzie Hermanson, 10 for Alexis Evans, and 9 for Ashlyn McDonald. The Dort College Defenders improved to 7-2 this season. Dakota State falls to 1-6. You're listening to Dort College Basketball on KDCR 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR88.5.com. Well, Bill Harmson has made his way up to the top row of the bleachers where I am occupying space this evening. And Coach Harmson, I guess the first thing I'm going to ask is I'm interested. What's the first thing you look at on the box score when the evening's over on a night like tonight? What draws your interest?
I looked at the rebounding was the first thing I always look at, Mike. And tonight, you know, we out-rebounded Dak State 61-28, and we didn't give them any extra chances. And so I was really happy with our rebounding effort again, and the girls are getting better at it every game.
Tonight you had that big halftime lead. Dakota State made a little run at you, got it back to 10. I know you didn't want to call a timeout. You had to. Your women responded with a 7-point run out of that and just reestablished order.
Yeah. You know, we just got to come out of the half, you know, halftime, Mike, and, you know, with a 20-point lead like that, you know, trying to build it up to 25 or 30 at the end of the third quarter, and that's something that these girls have got to start getting used to and got to start working themselves through. And once we kind of started feeling, you know, they hit a couple threes and they hit a couple shots and we missed a couple, that momentum all of a sudden turns. So in that timeout, we just talked about how funny momentum is and what we got to do to get it back.
You talked the other day, you described it as just a bleeding that won't stop. And that's that really, I thought, was a very apt description. You need to have somebody that's willing to try and stop the bleeding, lay it out there and try to stop the bleeding.
Yeah, exactly. And we subbed after a little bit, and we brought in a group that started pressuring again, and they picked up the pace of the game in our favor, and we were able to get some easy baskets. And then it just seemed like it kind of righted the ship. And when we resubbed back in with the girls that had been starting, they did a much better job responding. And, you know, to give up some open threes just cannot be characteristic for us at this point in the season. So we're a third of the way in. And, you know, from where these girls started the year off, I couldn't be more proud of them.
Erica Feenster did something tonight that I have not seen a Dort College player do. I've been doing this a little while. 32 points, that's the most I've seen a Dort College women's basketball player score. It's not a game record by any means, but that's a high watermark in 17-plus seasons. She's produced here in the early season.
She's just been so incredibly consistent, and she's gotten so much more physical than over her freshman year. So for her to be able to score around the basket, and then tonight I think she had a couple threes, maybe. She had three threes tonight. So for her to continue to expand her game like that, she's just a huge weapon for us. She's really playing well.
Got a break coming up. How do you handle the next few days, Coach?
Well, I am going to take it easy over the next couple days, Mike. Obviously, we got Northwestern coming up, but we're going to give the girls a little bit of a break. And we've been getting after each other really hard. And you know, I think it's good just for some mental health. It's good for their bodies to rest up. They're going to get in the gym, but we're going to come back on Monday and have two practices on Monday and get ready for the Red Raiders on Wednesday.
Coach Harmson, thanks for coming up, and congratulations on a road win and 7-2 heading into a break.
Right.
Not a bad place to be.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it.
That's Coach Bill Harmson, and I believe we have taken a look at all of the numbers. So we are going to shut the book on the Dort College women's basketball game as they defeat Dakota State by a final score of 89-62, a career-high 32 points tonight for Erica Feenstra. Let's take a break, and we'll be back to take a look at the men's matchup right after this. You are listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We bid farewell to Bill Harmson, Dort College women's basketball coach, 7-2. And he said as he went away, though, we got to play better. We got some good teams coming up, and that is a fact. But the Dort College Defender women winning games that you would pencil out and say they should win. So it's a pretty good spot to be.